It's a living thing.
Because your health matters to us.
It's a terrible thing to lose.
Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
Well, you know what? It seems we're becoming more of an allergic society. And kids are becoming allergic to a whole range of elements, food in particular. And making sure your youngster has a balanced diet is the key to their well-being. So how do you do that when they have an allergy? Now, to help answer that question is Barbara Dennison. Barbara's a senior paediatric dietitian from the Children's Hospital at Westmead, New South Wales. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
We're talking food allergies, are we not? And we're saying that once they've been diagnosed, you've got to maintain a good nutrition with these young people or you could be in strife. What's the issue?
Well, the issue is that sometimes people think that they can just stop eating a particular food group and then not compensate with another one
right.
that has similar nutritional value. So sometimes these kids might be missing out on something quite major.
Such as?
Well, especially if they perhaps have to stop dairy products, then calcium is a vulnerable nutrient there, and
right.
maybe total energy. Sometimes children have trouble growing properly if they're not getting enough calcium and the energy that cow's milk and dairy products provide. Children just may not grow very well if they're not getting enough of the right things.
How easy is it to substitute ingredients?
Well, it depends what the food is, of course. And if there is a ready-made substitute, it depends also whether the mother or the father, parents, grandparents, know how to cook. And we have a cohort of people who are not particularly confident in cooking.
Right.
And knowing what to use instead is an issue.
There's a great new cookbook, which you're very much a part of, along with Prithi, called Yum. And it goes a long way to helping parents make informed choices about healthy, delicious meals for their kids. What's in that book and why is it going to be so valuable for people to get at the bookstore?
Though all those recipes are free from the major allergens, which is dairy, egg, soy, wheat, peanut and tree nut, and people can choose to not have fish. Mm. It also talks about where to go to get diagnosed, how to diagnose, how to manage an anaphylactic reaction.
All those things that are very important about food allergies.
Yep.
So you get all that as well in the book, Yum.
Yes, and as well as that, they get information on how to make sure that their nutritional needs are met, and
right.
then how to manage the avoidance of those allergens in different social environments, how to manage the kitchen, how to find alternatives.
And what kids do when they go to parties, for example, and
oh,
they're offered
yes.
all sorts of things.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So what's the message here?
See a doctor and be properly diagnosed.
Don't do it yourself.
Don't do it yourself. Make sure that you are substituting the right, the appropriate foods and use the book. It's got a whole lot of good recipes in it.
Easy to get to. Great stuff in Yum.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
To continue the conversation about kids' diet and allergies, visit Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy on Facebook.
Up next, when is medication the answer for depression?